Hi, it's El Hay, somewhere north of Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. And it is, I think it's 24th of April. It's about 10 p.m. Temperature's down to 37 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm tucking in my bees for the evening. Some pussy willow have bloomed, which is great. The bees have been bringing in pollen. Always wonderful to see. But it's still freezing at night. Right now the hives are all facing south. You get maximum sun exposure and heat during the day. They're still on a big piece of 8mm black plastic on the deck. And they've all come in for the evening. They've all settled in. So I have just blocked off their entrances with some 3/4 inch plywood, some long strips that allow them to get some fresh air and to exit the hive for a cleansing flight if they need to, but keeps the wind out of the hives if there's any wind that comes up tonight, and also keeps the freezing temperature out of the hives. Behind my polystyrene hives, I have oil pan heaters attached to the sides of each hive. They're a little too big. They are 50 watt. My friend recommended 5 watt, but I made a mistake and bought 50 watt. So they are 50 watt siliconed onto a piece of aluminum to disperse the heat. And then there's 3/4 inch plywood on either side so that the heat doesn't burn the hives, melt the polystyrene. And what that is doing, it's keeping one or two walls of the hive warm. Hopefully the bees aren't having to go into a cluster. Besides the oil pan heaters on the back, I've got a piece of Artec insulation along the back of the hives. So we have hive and then the oil pan heaters and then the Artec against the back. And that's just leaning up there, tight up against the hive. On top of it, I have 2 four-season sleeping bags. People think I'm weird for this, but that's all right. I like sleeping bags. They work for me. So I have them draped over the top of the hives, and on top of those, I have sheets of Artec foam insulation board, and on top of that, I have pieces of firewood to keep it from blowing away. The sleeping bags are great as long as they don't get wet. But we're not expecting any rain anytime soon. So it helps keep the warmth in and block some of those spaces that are between the hives where a little wind could get through. So even though my hives are right up next to each other, that oil pan heater creates a little tiny bit of a gap. So I want to plug all that up each night. Temperature is supposed to go down to The temperature is supposed to go down to somewhere around 26 degrees Fahrenheit above zero. Everything's ice already for the night. Melts in the day, freezes at night. So the bees are tucked in. They've got warm sugar syrup in the top feeders with some essential oils. Vitamin C added in. And they're snug until tomorrow. So tomorrow around between 11 a.m. and noon, the temperature will be getting higher, and that's when I'll remove these plywood panels that are in front of the hives. So tomorrow I'm releasing my new queens. I didn't get to it this weekend. I was hoping to, but it didn't happen. And they've been accepted by the colonies. I've seen that already because I did a hive inspection earlier today. That means the workers in the colony aren't bawling around the queen cage. So they didn't try to kill her. And I also have a Saskatraz queen in the kitchen in my tiny little polystyrene queen hive. And she's in there in a queen cage with her attendants. And my plan is to use her for a split. And a split is when you've got extra... A split is when there are frames of brood in the hive. Typically, it's done around swarm season, to prevent swarming. It ends up making another colony. But I'm going to try something early here, even though it's not yet May. I know that I've got frames of capped brood in these hives, mostly from the colonies that survived the winter. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull those capped brood frames and put them into a nuke hive. And I have a 5-frame nuke hive, but I also have a nuke hive that I think I'm going to turn into a 2-frame nuke hive, which means what I'll be putting in that hive is my Saskatraz queen and frames of brood, or 1 frame of brood and 1 frame of honey. Not actually honey. It's stores that are left over from fall of 2020, which were made with sugar syrup at a 2-to-1 ratio. So there'll be something to feed the queen. She'll have some room in there to lay, and the brood will be hatching pretty soon, and there'll be a whole bunch of young bees in that nuke hive. And I'm going to take care to keep it super warm in there. Since it's so early for the split, I have to make sure that I keep this nuke hive warm, because there won't be a bunch of bees in there to warm the queen. I'm hoping, actually, that I can pull a frame of capped brood that has some bees on it and stick them in there with the Saskatraz queen in her cage and see if they'll accept her, which would be great, because then I'll have another colony. We'll see what happens. I've got high hopes for the Saskatraz queen. I hear that they do great in cold weather. So that's it for now. Hope you have a good evening. Take care. Thanks for listening.